Okay, sorry. There was another phone call and I couldn't come back. Vernon is the next patient. VERNON, last name E as in Edward, SCHEN, FELDER. Eschenfelder. Eschenfelder. Nice German name, right? What's going on with this guy? Let's talk about him. This is a paragraph that we're going to write on him. And we're going to start with, this is a 91-year-old gentleman who is being recertified for hospice with a diagnosis of hypertensive heart disease and chronic kidney disease. Patient also suffers from heart failure. He was in stage one, but has progressed to stage three with shortness of breath at rest. He has stage four. His kidney disease has progressed to stage four with nausea, itching, fluid retention, shortness of breath, and now ascites, period. Patient has a pacemaker since 2018 because of bradycardia, period. He also has a history of CVA, period. Because of CVA and hypoventilation, he requires oxygen at all times, as well as his heart disease, period. He's more confused because of worsening chronic heart disease, as I mentioned, period. He's short of breath at all times, the shortness of breath, the heart, the decreased pumping ability of the heart not only has affected his breathing, his ascites, his pedal edema, it also affecting his memory and his mentation, period. He's totally bedbound now with pressure ulcers, stage two, on his sacrum on the right side and left side, period. He requires turning every 2 hours to prevent further pressure ulcers, period. Because of hypoprotein calorie malnutrition and hypoalbuminemia, patient will never be able to heal these wounds, period. He has a KPS score of 40%, period. Is a total ADL dependent, period, and his bowel and bladder incontinent, period. He's demonstrated weight loss of at least 7 pounds in the past 3 months, period. He's eating very little, about 10 to 15%. He's weak, and now he's developing pain on a regular basis, requiring medication for pain, which is a new finding as well, period. Given above findings, worsening condition, as was delineated above, patient remains hospice appropriate, most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.